Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Monday, October the 10th, you have found your way to the good day, the good way to find out what's going on in the world. In fact, I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here today because Jay has a serious case of COVID, a serious, serious case of COVID. So we're here to slug our way through what you're going to talk about today. Whether it matters to this person, it may matter to that person. We try to find the things going on in the world that A, are not talked about necessarily by everybody in the same way, and also hit the issues of the day and the events of the day. The day, Jennifer, is a combination of what does it mean, indigenous? I don't know what that means. It means...
like local, locally sourced.
Oh, is it? Okay, all right.
Right.
The first, yeah, it's right. It's the American Indian Day, there's Native American Day, there's Indigenous Peoples Day, and that's... this is one of those, there's too many holiday days, as far as I'm concerned. Way too much. This time of year, when youngsters go back to school, you have Labor Day, then you have the Jewish holidays... And then
I don't think they're out of school today, are they?
Yeah. Yeah, no, nothing's open today.
Oh, well, yeah. In L.A., we're not, because everybody's in. So, yeah, I think...
So the schools are open and everything's... Banks are open? Really? Huh.
Yeah.
That's not the case here. Pretty much everything on the East Coast is closed. And so we think about... what happened in 1492 when Columbus sailed the ocean blue, ridiculousness that goes with that and him and whoever. If you tell this to somebody who's Italian, they sometimes get offended because they think Columbus is their hero. When in fact, yeah, he was Columbus and he was Italian, but the Spanish paid for the trip and it was really a Spanish sort of a deal. The more time we waste talking about this stuff, the less time we have to talk about the real stuff that's going on. And so I'm choosing to put all of this stuff aside, and you do what you want with the day. I find it annoying at best, as I just explained, for a couple of different reasons. I think we have too many irrelevant holidays, too much time off when, you know, we need to be producing. We need to be working. Now, speaking of producing and working, I'm not sure that we can find too many... What do politicians produce? When you're here, we tend to get a little more political than when you're not here. But I do have, and I think the audience from time to time, because most of the stations that carry this program are political most of the day and right of center most of the day. So, what the heck is the story with Herschel Walker? Is he the best the Republicans could find? He decided he wanted to run. And so MAGA Inc., which is the super PAC that Trump started, is buying a lot of advertising to try to help him overcome what his son and lots of other people have focused on, that abortion scandal. It continues, doesn't seem to be abating, and I'm wondering what you can say about him that's going to be louder, more pronounced, or more important than the stuff that is swirling around him that's negative.
Well, his name recognition is why he was chosen. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, that's really partly, or actually probably 99% of why he's an attractive candidate. So he's very well known. He's very well loved. But, and, you know, I'll be honest, when I heard he was thinking about running, he gave a great speech at the RNC. He's a great speech, or he gave a great talk about, you know, turning your life around. He had a, you know, he had a...
Is he smart?
Life.
Is he intelligent? I don't know enough about him.
I'm kind of getting to that. So he turns his life around, finds God. He kind of, you know, he has this great story to tell, and it was a good one. But when he jumped into the race, and I started, and this is just my personal opinion, I'm a political consultant here, but when I watched him, I thought, this is great because he's got a name. He's very loved. Republicans really want to win this seat in Georgia against Raphael Warnock. It was kind of a fluke that they lost those seats to begin with. And so I was intrigued by him, but he had the opportunity to be a good candidate, but no one seemed to work with him. And he didn't have a huge grasp of the issues. I think we talked about this, actually, and I said, you know, not the greatest, because nobody seemed to really give him what he needed to know, that juice that he needed. And it was rough. It was rough to watch him. But then, you know, he seemed to kind of find his ground and just sort of be the common man, and he just embraced the fact that he wasn't a politician, and that seemed to be good. But fast forward now until these scandals erupt where his son turns against him and says, you know, you're, after being an advocate for him, says you're lying to people. And then he has this woman come out and said that, you know, Herschel Walker paid for an abortion for her. And he came out and he said, you know, I've admitted to all my sins. I don't, you know, this is not me. And I think at that point I was like, wow, this is the greatest moment of his political career. He actually sounded sincere, and he didn't attack his son. Well, now it turns out that he says maybe he did date that woman, and maybe he did send her some money, and that looks really bad. You've got to either pick your message. Either I had a life that I wasn't proud of and made some bad decisions, and that's why I'm here, you know, where I am today. Or you pick, I don't know, or I didn't see her. But you can't do both. And unfortunately, I think for Herschel, by doing both, he may have just cost himself a seat over the last couple of days.
Well, it's amazing what people won't admit to. They won't fess up. They won't be, I don't know whether he did it or he didn't do it, but he sure doesn't. I wouldn't vote for him. If I might have voted for him, as you suggest earlier on, and I'm not even sure I would have, because I think there's some things that he's come out with that are just too, you know, it's kind of like walking the walk and talking the talk. It's just noise. So another example of not being able to find the best people for these jobs. You find people, it's because the education of the populace is nil. They recognize a name. It reminds me of the Kennedys. When anybody in Massachusetts named Kennedy ran for anything, they'd win.
Right.
Because their name was Kennedy. It was a name recognition thing. The idea that you would learn about the issues and that you would actually want to know what the candidate's thoughts were on various things, that's gone for the most part. It's there maybe with some people, but for the most part, people, they pride themselves in putting on that sticker, I voted. But what information did you have? The referenda questions that are on the ballot all the time, and things that require you to actually think and read and know. Those things are, as you know, twisted and turned around by the various advocates for the various positions, and because it seems that the people who actually write these ballot issues, they're in cahoots with the people that want to not, for whatever the public good is, not seem to go down that street. So we have a very flawed system. And there's a debate about that becomes a political issue as well. And so then you look at some of the other issues, like the debate over student loans and the plan, whatever the plan is. The plan is, now as you get more into it, it just looks like something that was thought about for 5 minutes and then, okay, yeah, let's do this. And the more people that you see, the more people that you hear, the more the public wants to wait a little bit. And so what do we do? The issue here is becoming a very, it's tied to the Biden administration. And so a lot of, again, not particularly well thought out. So, okay, what do we do? There are a lot of people who have debt that's 125, 130, 150. Some of these colleges, I was watching Bill Maher on Friday night, who, as I've said, we've talked about this a number of times, for a guy who I don't really care for, I care more and more about what he says because it makes sense.
He sounds sensible these days.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous. I mean, I know. Shows you how far we've come. When he's like the voice of reason.
Yeah. So Chris Christie was on with him on Friday, and it was funny. It was direct. It was interesting. And Christy was talking about some of the things that he holds near and dear, and the issue of paying off the debt came up. And Bill Maher is not for it, and Chris Christie isn't. He was talking about where his children go to school. He's got two kids in college. One college is $74,000 a year. The other one is $72,000 a year. How's the average person go? I've forgotten what the schools were. They were good schools. I recognize the name. But $72,000 a year?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That's half the salary of one professor. And so you got two people to pay. Where does the rest of the money go? What are they doing with the money? How is it run? Most of these schools run as badly as the government? That's kind of what they're telling you when they say, okay, cough up $72,000 to go to college. And so that's the government then is the government supporting that by saying, we'll help you pay for it? Or is there a need to dismantle the system somehow, look at it and try to figure out, and it isn't making it public. My daughter is a professor at UCLA, as you know. And you wonder, okay, so all of those people that are there, the union just got them more raises because, you know, that's what you do if you're a member of a union. And then there, okay, so how many taxpayers does it take to pay the salary of one professor at UCLA or USC, or if it's a private school?
And then where is all the rest of the money going?
Yeah, right. That's the question. This portion of the program is brought to you by O'Reilly. Your wiper blades are chattering, are they? They're skipping, they're squeaking. Do not compromise your visibility with streaks, smearing on your windows, that sort of thing. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop at O'Reilly Auto Parts. The professional parts people are going to help you navigate the wide selection that you find. Just find the right wiper. They'll help you do it. They're even going to help you install your blades free. See, better, drive safer. New wiper blades from O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's 18 after the hour.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherries.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apple, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
We make Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Pineapple, sweet potato.
Papaya, parsley, pear, peach.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas superfood delivers the healthy benefits of 55. Count them, 55 fresh fruits and vegetables, and you can see them all on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
Thousands of people benefit from taking Texas Superfood every day. Shouldn't you be one of them? Doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and your grandmother all recommend that you eat more fruits and vegetables every day. So if you can't, won't, or don't, Texas Superfood is made for you.
TexasSuperfood.com. It's borderline shocking how much energy I have. I hope you use me for the TexasSuperfood.com.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
What?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
We get close to Thanksgiving, and as it approaches in the news this week, what you can expect to pay because of the impact of bird flu and inflation, the market price for a bird is now $6.70 per pound. That's 112% higher than it was last year.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 23 after the hour, it's Monday. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn here as we celebrate the latest thoughts from one William, say it again, Doug. There it is. One William Shatner, who is talking a lot about his trip to space. And because Jennifer and her family are close to Shatner, I can't tell you he's a friend. I've certainly had conversations at your house, Jennifer, with him. But he's got a lot to say about what he did a year ago. It's been a year. Can you believe it?
Can you believe it?
A year ago.
It feels like we're just watching him trudge up the platform.
Right.
And
Wow.
But he's very thoughtful about this. You know, he looks back at it. I think it wasn't lost on him. You know, I think a lot of celebrities will do it just to do it for the photo op, but what he got to do is not lost on him, that's for sure.
No, we'll talk about him and what he's saying after this.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so we're talking about Shatner and his trip to space and what he's saying. Quote, you can only prepare so much for a trip out of the Earth's atmosphere. I love the mystery of the universe. I love all the questions that have come over thousands of years.
And so then he said there, he looked out the window. There was no mystery, no magic. He said all he saw was death, darkness. Isn't that interesting how, you know,
well,
it was
think
life.
About it,
but,
though, when we think about death, right, we're living, yeah. We're a part of a thriving world. We're part, you know, we're part of the planet.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, you're up above it and you're looking back and it's dark. And mm-hmm. It is very similar probably to how we associate what happens
when we die
for us. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yep. It's a blank slate. Anyway, he talked about Jodie Foster's character in Contact. That was a great movie, remember?
Yeah.
He said that the beauty isn't out there, it's down here. Yes. Leaving that behind made my connection to our tiny planet even more profound. I've always thought he was one of the smartest guys around, frankly, from what I hear about him. He's so smart, and he's working on a book, I think, isn't he, about this? Or somehow or other he's being...
It's hard to keep up. I know he's working on stuff every day. The guy does not stop.
No.
He's got lots of things that are swirling around right now for him. But And it's always fun. You know, what he decides on, he's very good with his intuition on what to do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Still be a serious player in Hollywood at 90, what is he?
91 almost, yeah. God bless him. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, in the past I've talked about the importance of exercise because overweight pets are a major concern for veterinarians. But seeing your pet every day, sometimes it's hard for an owner to tell if the pets are, in fact, shaping up. Aside from appearance, which can often be deceiving, the only real way to check your pet's progress on the diet is to weigh him. Some veterinarians have special scales for animals to stand on, but you can do it at home by yourself. Weigh yourself, then weigh yourself with the dog. Now don't cheat and subtract the difference and you'll know your dog's weight. And if you're not seeing results, don't get depressed. Just like with people, dieting can take time. What I suggest doing is weigh the dog once a week. Continue feeding the dog small amounts more frequently throughout the day, not more food, just more frequently, and increase the exercise. Any good veterinarian, any good human doctor will tell you that the best way for any living thing to lose weight is gradually by eating less calories and increasing the exercise. But check your pets every day. Losing weight can save their lives. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We have a fall sale, which I know it doesn't feel like fall everywhere yet, including where we're at right now. But we have a huge fall sale going on right now. Buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four. Buy five, get five. It's a great time to stock up and save. Maybe you've got a lot of weight to lose. Maybe you and your friend want to split it, go and lose some weight together. Maybe you and your honey want to do it. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free too. We've got real live people right here in USA who will answer the phone and answer your questions. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says the recent volley of missiles that were tactical nuclear represented an obvious warning to the United States and South Korea. The statement was released on the 77th anniversary of the foundation of Pyongyang's ruling Workers' Party. Explosions on Monday shook multiple cities across Ukraine, including missile strikes on the capital Kyiv for the first time in months. The attack was focused on residential and energy infrastructure, killing many Ukrainians. This comes hours after Russian President Vladimir Putin called Saturday's explosion on the huge bridge connecting Russia to Crimea a terrorist act masterminded by the Ukrainian special services. The bridge was used to supply Russian forces invading Ukraine. One Ukrainian woman translated by CBC News after Russia's missile attack on civilians over the weekend.
We will never forgive Russians. They will never frighten us. We will survive this, she said.
USA Radio News.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
I've talked many times on the air about how animals, usually any kind of animal, cows are great for therapy. I've found that over the years. Dogs, right? Cats,
yeah,
whatever it is.
There's something about that, like when it's your own for a baby, too, that unconditional love. When you walk in, you could have had the worst day of your life, and you walk into your house, and that little fur baby, their tail is wagging, and they're just so happy to see you.
Yeah.
There is a moment of joy.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Upping the game, it is 34 after the hour. It's Monday, the 10th of October. So, Jennifer, we're one-third of the way through.
Stop it!
The 10th of October.
I thought, this year I'm going to put up my Halloween decorations. Fall's going up early. Well, I put them up this weekend, and I thought, this is going up for 2 weeks before I have to bring up my Christmas tree. It's ridiculous.
Jennifer Horn is here. Jay has a very bad case of COVID, so she is taking care of herself as she needs to, and so are the folks she's, people in her family caring for her. I think one of the things, you had COVID, but you didn't really know you had COVID, right? I'm thinking about all the people that have had the varying degrees of it. My son and his wife and their son got it on the way back from being here a couple of weeks ago. I've seen it in lots, friends and family and stuff. But your case
it's really strange. I mean, believe me, I am blessed. It could have been way worse. But, the first time in July of 2020, when my mom and dad and I, we all got it, I was okay, but I had symptoms that lasted a long time.
Mm-hmm. Smell, taste stuff, you mean?
Taste and all of that stuff. And then my dad didn't have any symptoms until one day he just spiked like 102 point, literally a 102.7, just like the radio station, degree temperature. And we had to get him in, like, that he had to do cold showers and the Tylenol and the, you know, the whole nine yards for like 2 or 3 days. And then, well, actually maybe just 2 days. And then it was just gone. So he, this was like nothing except for the fever. And mine was like long going symptoms, and then my mom ended up in the hospital. So it's very different, I think, for everybody, and I think most of us now think that this new variant is pretty light, and for most people, I think it is.
Yeah.
But Jay has some ongoing issues. You know, she's got some stuff that's in there that it's not cooperating well with, so it's scary. You know, it's still, when you hear that C word, even though we know that it's very, you know, you can deal with it now. We can deal with it. We don't have to shut our whole lives down, but it's still very frightening.
It can be, depending on your age. I was talking about, by the way, we'll call that the KISS FM version.
Leave it to my dad to have COVID. That would fall in line with the radio
station. Anyway, the idea of getting over it, getting through it, yes, it's not as difficult. It's not as serious. But still, if you're older and compromised, I've told the story, I'm going to a funeral later this week of a fellow who I grew up around. He grew up across the street from me. I grew up across the street from him. He was a good deal older than I am, about 10, 11 years, maybe 12 years older than I am. And his wife died. I went to the funeral a couple of weeks ago. And she had Alzheimer's, but it was complicated because she got COVID. Well, he had Alzheimer's and dementia, and he got COVID, and he died. So within a couple of weeks of his wife dying, he dies in the same circumstance. In a nursing home, the kids knew or felt that the nursing home wasn't run as it ought to be, but in Maine where they are, there aren't a lot of choices apparently. So that's the end of the game, in a sense. Just as well, and I say that lovingly, he's better off where he is than he was in the circumstance. And I saw him at the funeral a couple of weeks ago, man, I couldn't believe. This is the same guy, big, strong, very, very vibrant, alive guy, and he's just slumped over in a wheelchair, just there, vegetating. He's long gone, actually, from that. His soul, his spirit, long gone. So, anyway, this stuff is tough, but that's what got him. COVID got him, got his wife in the end. This portion of the program brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for your motorcycle, if you have one. Your boat, if you have one. Your RV, if you have one. Everybody's got a car or two or three, right? So for protection on the road and on the water, see how much you can save at 800-PROGRESSIVE. Go to their website. Probably you can bebop around there, progressive.com, and get some info as well on it. The hurricane still having after effects, shall we say. Here's a good story about a lady named Ashley Garner, Jennifer, who had given up on ever seeing her wedding ring. She lost it outside her Fort Myers home just before the hurricane crashed into her home and all of the southwest corner of Florida. She got her husband and her children to help search their yard. It looked all over for 2 days. No sign of the ring. She said, I guess it's gone. I'd given into the thought that this was irreplaceable. And she said, I just let it go. Mm-hmm. We knew the hurricane was going to do us in, so we just kind of said goodbye. They stayed at their home, however, during the storm. And then afterwards, they went outside to clean up. And she says, we were about 10 minutes into the work. My husband's cleaning up the brush and the trees next to the garage. There's a pile of brush there, and he moved over one of the piles, and there it was!
Wow.
The ring was there!
That's
she said,
incredible.
I couldn't believe it. Yeah, after a hurricane. It was just there.
You know, it's so funny. Okay, so you want to hear my weird story that's not, well, it's not as cool as that, but you'll see. So
yes.
One of my very good friends, this is years ago, she and her husband used to go out boating and, you know, they would water ski and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so she had this, because this was the style at the time, she had one of those like little like string, almost like raffia type bracelets, anklets around her ankle. Mm-hmm. And girls will probably remember these were really popular, and you were supposed to leave them on until they fell off. And when they fell off, that was supposed to be good luck. And so a lot of girls during the summer, that was what they would do. They'd tie on their little anklet, and then when it would fall off, that was supposed to be good luck. So she and her husband are out there on the boat. She looks down. She sees that her ankle or her anklet is gone. She goes, oh, my gosh. Must have fallen off when I was in the water. You know, who knows where it went. I guess I'll never see it again. Meanwhile, they're fishing. And as they fish, they caught something that had the bracelet coming out of its...
uh-huh. There you go.
And there you go. And so she goes, this is actually, you know, even though it's in dire condition, it's a sign. This must be extra lucky that they found the bracelet because the fish had eaten it.
Yep.
There you go.
But still, there's a lot of storm stuff going on. We're not there, and it's not in the headlines. The storm is over. But the storm relief efforts, the supplies that are needed to help the victims rebuild, the wood, the workers, all of the stuff that you need to rebuild the homes and the highways and things that are down there, it'll go on for years and years and years. You can see a straight, if you're driving down 71 or 95 or any of the main highways, there's truckload after truckload of trailers that are filled with all kinds of things, food and water, and the things that are necessary to rebuild. So it's not, even though we're not thinking about it because the event is over, we're still confronted, or you are if you're down there listening to us, with the aftermath. And then there's this. Electric vehicles. You bought an electric car, you're proud of yourself. Wow, isn't that great? Well, apparently because of the way they're built, after the hurricane or during the hurricane, there were all kinds of electric vehicles that were exploding. The batteries were waterlogged from the hurricane, and because of that, the fires, the, you know, there's a, when water is, you have positive and negative terminals on batteries, and the water acts as a conductor. So if the water's there and it doesn't go anywhere, if it's, there's a continuing connection, then the batteries will corrode and fires will start. So, and apparently the fire department, they don't know how to do this. It's a special kind of a thing. It's very dangerous because of the stuff that's in the batteries.
Yeah, they don't know how they burn yet. No. Most of them are untested. So a lot of these fire crews, from what I've been hearing, have been really trying to get them out quickly and carefully because they don't know what kind of stuff is going to shoot out of it.
Yep. Yeah, it's pretty dangerous stuff.
Another great reason. So if you need to get out of an emergency, you might have problems doing that.
Well, the thing
is, if you do, your car might explode. How about that?
Well, you know what it is? It's the ignorance, the part of people just are so, and I say this, and I don't even say it lovingly anymore, the naivete of people today when it comes to things that run, people don't understand electricity. They don't understand internal combustion engines. They just don't. They know that they put the key in, they push a button, they put it in gear, and they hit the accelerator, and it goes. And I've heard people say, well, what else do I need to know? You need to know how it works. Or not. You don't know how it works. Then you drive your electric vehicle through a river of water, and you wonder why the car stops, and then it explodes. Because you don't know anything scientifically, or you're not putting two and two together so that you... And I don't want to spend every moment... You know, sometimes I sound... Remember, Victoria used to call me Captain Curmudgeon.
Curmudgeon.
Yeah. But, come on. There's just so little attention paid to how things run. What makes things tick? Everything, if it moves, then there's something that makes it move. Do you know? Or even, do you care? And then you get into these silly situations and you cause problems for yourself and other people too. If someone's trying to escape the storm and you run through a river of water and your car is in the middle of the road, you're keeping other people from getting out.
That's right.
Who know
how
to drive.
How many lives are you going to kill or are you going to take because people are all trapped behind your car?
Right, exactly. And that's the situation when you look at the situation with people and what their responsibilities are, Here's the story from New York City over the weekend. A couple of people, actually, I think there were 10 or 12 people that were hurt after being struck by a police car that was chasing a thief. Watch this video, huh? See what's going on? Officers responding to a call about a car being stolen in the Bronx. When the police arrived, a collision stopped the officers from going after the suspect. And they arrived in a marked car. This is like a bad Law and Order episode.
Feels like it.
Right? Yeah. So anyway, they lose control. The police are chasing this guy. They lose control of the car. They crash into a crowd. 10 people, including a 2-year-old, are hurt in the accident. So anyway, the oldest one is 65. The youngest one is 2 years old. Circumstances, you know, the police look bad in this, but they were chasing somebody who was a thief. What are you supposed to do?
You know
as well as I do in California, people, you know, in New York, I don't know, the new mayor says, go after all the bad guys. In Los Angeles, the mayor says, no, don't bother.
No, the mayor says, oh, wait, where is the mayor?
Huh?
Where is that mayor? He's not around very much anymore.
Nah, and he's
not
lost.
He wants to be the ambassador to India, and that seems to be falling through.
Still working on that, are they? Yeah, okay. So anyway, you look at these things, and you think, okay, anything can happen. Be prepared for anything. I guess maybe that's the lesson of the various stories we were talking about in this half hour. Be prepared for almost anything. Be aware, be alert, know what's going on, et cetera, et cetera. 48 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is there a calculator that can't compute in your kitchen drawer? Recycle it at Staples. A shredder that won't shred under your bed? Or a collection of cables cluttering up your closet? Recycle them now at Staples. With Staples Free Tech Takeback, we'll recycle your old tech free. Plus, rewards members get $5 back in rewards. So if you have modems, mice, and mobile phones making a mess of your home, recycle them now at Staples. Limit one reward per month. Redeemable in store only. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/recycling for details.
Simply Safe was named the best home security of 2022 by U.S. News & World Report. But we don't do what we do for the accolades. We do it to protect you and everything you love. Our advanced sensors and HD cameras are powered by 24/7 professional monitoring for faster police response. Visit simplysafe.com/holiday to get 40% off any new system today. Advanced home security, 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Monday the 10th of October, it's time for farm food and family considerations. Starting off with the recall of the day. This is the Renaissance Food Group recalling products with veggies in them. Listeria, E. coli, Salmonella, this is mostly Listeria. They've tested their products and they found positive results for Listeria in these veggie products. Food and drug people say that the recall has been ongoing, apparently, and it's just becoming public. So what good is the recall if you don't tell people that the product is a problem? This is for folks listening in Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina mostly. Asparagus, onions, Fiesta corn, chili guacamole, all this, anything that comes. You know what? Just look at it. The thing is that these stores often sell things with their own store label on it. You don't know it comes from Renaissance or a lot of other companies. And that's one of the reasons that this has been so hard to combat, because nobody really could easily identify what this is. But I'm telling you, more and more, I know people love to buy things in packages because they're quote-unquote convenient. But the diagnosis of Listeria, you will have such a problem with your poop, you'll be throwing up. It wipes you out for 2 or 3 days once you get it. Nausea, fever, muscle aches. It's like having COVID. Severe headache. So why would you risk it? Buy fresh produce from your local farmer, period, end of story. In a moment, the situation in Michigan with a farm owner who got into a problem because of human waste. We'll talk about that after this.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
This is something that you don't want to have happen under any circumstances. This goes to a Michigan farm. The dumping of untreated human waste on his land was an honest mistake. His name is Andy Stutzman. He owns Country Gardens south of Lansing. He said that the waste wasn't used as fertilizer. It came from an outhouse that had a, this doesn't make any sense to me. Outhouses have been a part of manure pits. I remember the one holer, and many of you, depending on your age, I remember the one holer over the manure pit on the farm that I worked on, and nobody was worried about contamination. The other side of it is there's food safety is one thing. There are a lot of products from the waste treatment facilities that are dried and used as fertilizer all over the place. I've mixed that over the years. I haven't done it for quite a long time, but I remember mixing bone meal, mixing human waste that came out of the wastewater treatment facility that was approved, and you mix that with a lot of other manures, and it becomes fertilizer. But apparently this thing is a different situation, and so their Department of Agriculture in Michigan looking into whatever happened, but the farmer was the one who called it to the attention of authorities. There were no illnesses that have been reported. Untreated waste can, if it's untreated, the treated waste is what I used. Untreated waste, yeah, it can be pretty bad. A lot of E. coli stuff, hepatitis, that sort of thing. So anyway, monitoring, I guess, is an important. A couple of animal activists accused of breaking into a factory farm near Milford, Utah, and stealing pigs have been found not guilty in a jury decision that was made out there. This attracted a lot of attention because they stole the pigs to pay attention to or to call attention to the fact that they were being inhumanely raised. So I guess that's why they got off. 59 past the hour.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.